This is Senator Al Simpson. The First Amendment does not protect child pornographers. I'll see if Ted Kennedy agrees when we face off after this. Child pornographers are absolutely abhorrent creatures. I know you agree, Ted. The problem is that some of these people have legally shielded themselves with laws that were never intended to protect the peddlers of porn. President Reagan is taking steps to put these guys behind bars. Congress needs to act soon in legislation that he's proposing, the Child Protection and Obscenity Enforcement Act. This act would make it a crime to receive or possess obscene material with the intent to sell, and prosecutors could crack down on computer networks and on these parents who tragically permit their children to be used and abused in pornography. Some of your chums in the civil liberties community would allow these worthies to hide behind the First Amendment. But freedom of speech and expression does not give anyone the right to abuse children. Let's get tough on the child pornographers, Ted.
Al, I've supported every anti-child pornography bill that's passed the Congress in recent years. As a member of the Judiciary Committee, we've worked hard to protect children while respecting the First Amendment. A 1977 measure prohibited interstate trafficking in obscene material on children. In 1984, we gave law enforcement officials new tools to crack down on the unscrupulous exploitation of children by peddlers of child pornography, especially in cases involving racketeering and organized crime. The Supreme Court helped out in 1982 with a landmark decision granting federal, state, and local governments broad authority under the Constitution to ban such material, even when it is not technically obscene by adult standards under the First Amendment. If law enforcement officers need more help against child pornographers, Al, a solid bipartisan majority of Congress stands ready to provide it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Thanksgiving and the Needy. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.